number six is from the Inspector's Office of Sheriff requesting authorization to abolish 18 FTEs of Deputy Sheriff Sergeants and create 18 FTE Correctional Officer Lieutenants at the County Correctional Facility Central and the Office of the Sheriff Victim. This was been in our committee a couple of times, so it says February 21st, 2011, which is also in the resolution, which may need to have some adjustment made to that number.
Okay.
This is also going to personnel tomorrow.
Thank you. Inspector Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. We had brought this item a couple of sessions ago. We did go through our proposal, and I hesitate to go too much in depth, seeing we've done it once, but I'd be more than happy to, if there's any questions or if we need to review it, I'll be happy to do so if it's necessary.
Are there any questions, Supervisor Joseph? Supervisor Joseph has moved approval. Any further questions? Seeing none. Mr. Graber would like to speak to this item.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. My name is Rich Graber. I'm the Vice President of the Deputy Sheriff's Association. And I'm not here to dispute the initiative that we want to get sworn law enforcement officers out of the correctional setting and onto the streets or where positions where we need sworn staff. But I just want to point out some corrections to, as I pointed this out in January, and I see the same report is still in front of you. It says that there are still, at this time, 39 deputy sheriffs in the county correctional facility. And that, in January when I spoke, I believe it was 81, and it may have gone down by a few. But it is still, I think, well over 70. And that includes 9 deputy sheriffs that are still performing transportation duties that were privatized to Wackenhut almost a year, it'd be a year in May. You were given a report on that just recently that said those 9 deputies are being utilized to offset overtime in other areas, and that is simply false. They're still performing transportation duties to this date alongside Wackenhut. As a matter of fact, when Wackenhut employees call in sick, we are backfilling those positions with other deputies outside of those 9, and then replacing them on overtime with somebody else. So we are still incurring overtime costs with this transportation issue. And I know the report that you were given showed savings. It also stated that Wackenhut was hiring more employees. Well, as in the last week, they fired 3 employees. One of those who didn't show up to work for a week, and now upon being fired, his gun is missing. Gun is reported his gun stolen. Also, in those those deputies, not included, are about a dozen that are assigned to the County Correctional Facility South, formerly the House of Correction. We have approximately a dozen there. Half of those are working in the dorms. So this notion of getting deputies out of, recently there was deputies transferred to the South and transferred to the jail. So I guess actions speak louder than words. This past Sunday, we had a nice day. The parks were busy. Our answer to staffing the parks was we mandatoried entire day shift patrol and airport. The day shifters got mandatory to work a double shift to go patrol the parks because we don't have the deputies to work the parks on straight time. We're paying overtime in the courts every day. We're paying overtime in patrol to staff the freeways almost every day. So now the answer is for the parks this summer. They just, in May 1st, they're transferring 10 deputies from the courts to the parks. We're paying overtime in the courts every day, so that's 10 more spots we're going to have to pay on overtime. This initiative of going to the correction officers started in 2005. Since then, it's going on the 7th year, I believe, we're just over 200 COs. But in the meantime, in that same amount of period, we went from over 600 strong deputies, we're down to approximately 320. So that's a difference of about 100, well over 100 deputies difference between the amount of COs we've hired and the amount we've lost. Thus, You know, we're gonna have the demand for staffing in the parks over the summer and elsewhere is gone up, and we don't have the deputies to staff it on straight time. It's gonna be all mandatory overtime. It's all court deputies taking away their weekends off. It's extending deputies from the jail to work double shifts. This is all gonna be on mandatory overtime. Does that make fiscal sense? I think it's come to a point where we need to hire deputy sheriffs. So we can start doing some of this on straight time and not all on overtime and mandatory overtime. And I guess the point I want to make is that if you're going to be given, these things like this brought to you, you should be at least be given reports that are accurate and factual, and have the right numbers in them and not skewed and deceiving. Thank you.
Any questions or comments by the committee? Supervisor Smith.
I did ask for a report that I did receive in the Whack and Hunt and number of people being used and when the vans are going to be purchased and what the numbers are there at Whack and Hunt's hiring. I mean, we're off kind of the topic here a little bit, but since Inspector Schmidt is here, and this is, I'd like to have, I believe, and I know Mr. Graver knows that, there have been some changes, or could we get a response and say, are these numbers changing? Are still so many deputies being used? What is the situation? Whack and Hunt has been brought up. Would that be okay, Mr. Chairman, to find that out?
I believe so. Inspector Smith.
And the reason I bring that up is I want you to have the whole picture of this transition from correction officers to deputies. And how many, that's why I think it's related in a way to this.
Okay, let's allow Inspector Smith an opportunity to answer that question.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'm trying to figure out how to frame this properly. Some of the issues that were presented are true, but of course there's always more to the story than was presented. We do have deputy sheriffs that do work within the jail confines at South and Central right now. Last time we were here, we had a class of 14 that was finishing up. They just graduated and moved in, which allowed us to make transfers of individuals out to patrol 10 as, or 8 individuals as Mr. Graver cited. We also have a class of 18 that are currently correctional officers that are in training right now, which when we get those 18 in, obviously then we can move more of our remaining deputies out to the field. So that certainly is our goal. The Whack and Hunt issue, if we'd like to go into that, Mr. Preeby can go through the specific numbers and the fiscal savings that we've managed to generate. I just want to preface the comments with this. The sheriff has every year turned in surplus budgets. We're very, very cognizant of what's taking place fiscally, which, of course, is one of the reasons we brought this current agenda item to the board. We're always looking for ways to efficiently and effectively use the taxpayer dollars. So we do take that into account and take that extremely seriously. So the only thing I will agree with Mr. Graber on is, yes, we do have officers. Do we want them on the street? Absolutely. That is being done through the hiring and bringing the COs in. We still have more vacancies. We have one more class lined up for next month. That hiring process is in place, and we're fairly confident that within 2 months we'll have 100% COs that are budgeted in their places. And I'll let Mr. Preeby talk to the Whack and Hunt issue.
Mr. Greer.
The report that was submitted, informational report to Supervisor Schmidt, summarized where we were with Whack and Hunt. The program is not fully implemented yet. We had significant delays in the sale of our vans, our county vans, to Whack and Hunt. That had all been resolved now with bond counsel, since those vans were purchased with bonds, and the first vehicle has been purchased and transferred to Whack and Hunt now. While those vans were still in our possession, we were advised by Corporation Counsel that we should have our officers, our employees, drive those vehicles. So we still have deputies involved in inmate transportation to drive those vehicles. But there have been significant reductions in the number of people that were previously budgeted for inmate transportation to what's currently being staffed in inmate transportation, both in the deputies from the central jail and COs that were involved in inmate transportation at the South facility. And it was summarized in the report that it's basically hour for hour, as a Wackenhut officer is pulling a shift, we're able to reassign our staff to other duties, in effect reducing overtime. So the summary that I have listed for 2010 was a net cost reduction of $112,000 was achieved. It's less than we had anticipated in the 2010 budget when we submitted the fiscal reports, because it took a lot longer to implement some of the aspects of this program. But when it is fully implemented, the savings will be there that we had previously reported. Some of the other issues were, perhaps I'm getting thin-skinned as people comment about the accuracy of the reports that I write, that I'm misleading or lying to the committees. I think people tend to not understand the reports that they're reading. The reference of 39 deputies being in the jail was talking about what's in the budget for 2011. It is budgeted for 39. We have not reached that goal yet. We have not hired enough COs to allow those deputies to be reassigned. As was mentioned, we probably have close to 80 officers in the jail today. But again, we've had 14 COs hired. We have 18 more in class. And if you continue along that line, we will move all the deputies out of the jail into other areas. Actually, the issue specifically before you about the CO lieutenants, we currently have Deputy Sheriff Ones on temporary assignment to Sergeant working in the jail. If we approve the issue for the CO lieutenants, those temporary assignments will be terminated. The deputies rolled back to Deputy Sheriff 1 are now available to be reassigned to other areas of Park Patrol or somewhere else outside the jail. So this, in effect, accomplishes what the deputy, Mr. Graber, spoke about that we're not doing. This helps us in our efforts to move people out of the jail, move sworn staff out of the jail.
Any questions, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Prevey, with respect to overtime, has overtime hours to date, have those hours been comparable to what was experienced last year?
Overall, in the systems, we now are operating as a single entity between the South facility and the Central facility. Overtime is going down. If you go back to 2008 as the base where the South facility was bleeding overtime,
mm-hmm.
People were appearing before this committee and personnel committee talking about how horrendous it was to work at the South facility. For the past 2 months, each pay period total overtime at the South facility has been less than 300 hours. The overtime problem has been eliminated at the South facility. At the Central facility, we still have overtime that is occurring, not so much from staff shortages as it is from people out on extended medical leaves, calling in sick, and people have shifts extended to man the post. But as each class of recruits graduates, we're able to continue to reduce that overtime issue.
To what extent are deputies experiencing overtime? Because I know there was a very extensive and important initiative beginning of last year to reduce that overtime in the correctional facility itself, given what was transferred to the Sheriff's Department. That part I understand, but with respect to the deputies, and the thinking is that one class is graduated, another class may eventually have to come on board. I don't know, but with respect to deputies overtime, how's that been going?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I can speak directly to that issue. The deputies actually are receiving extremely little overtime within the jail. If it doesn't involve actually having to have a gun on their hips, such as going to a hospital watch, working one of our visiting control positions, something where we really literally need an armed individual,
mm-hmm.
Most of that overtime that exists goes to correctional officers. I can back that up to the point of we actually had a grievance from the DSA regarding a lack of overtime and wanting more overtime, which is currently, I don't know if it was heard this month or not, but the position definitely is not that they're getting too much, but actually would enjoy more overtime at this point.
Well, my question related in general, I mean, okay. Not necessarily at the facilities, but for the deputies throughout the county, is there in as much as you have been, at least the sheriff from year to year to year, has been under budget. I mean, has had surpluses, I should say. Does the trend continue?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that's a little different form than I originally understood, so I actually think you could probably speak to that then.
If you're looking at total personal service costs and how we're managing our salary lines,
mm-hmm.
We have a surplus in the first quarter in our straight salary lines of almost $300,000.
Okay.
A lot of that is due to a lower inmate population, what we're able to benefit from so we can eliminate certain posts that we otherwise have to staff when dorms are closed. What we are working on to eliminate the spike in overtime that occurred last year in our park patrol is reconfiguring our staffing plans that a larger pool of straight time officers would be assigned to the parks as their full time assignment. If we have enough people hired and able to manage some of our other resources, this plan has not been fully implemented yet. I don't think you'll see the high level of mandatory overtime that occurred in providing park patrol as we're able to assign again more people on straight time to the parks as a regular assignment for the months from May to August.
Okay. Well, I know that the sheriff has tried to make his budget work since he came to the position, and my concern is for the safety of our citizens that enough positions, whether it's in the jails or on the highways or parks or wherever, that they are there, that those positions are in place. Sure, he's had a fiscal concern and that's a prudent use of his resources and has been the case over the years, but we also want to make sure that that the citizens are safe, so I applaud him and just want to ask questions to make sure that we're not creating a situation where Milwaukee County residents and citizens and visitors to our county are in some type of jeopardy because areas are not covered.
I can assure you we are not deliberately holding any positions vacant in the ranks of deputy sheriff or correction officer that have been authorized and funded. We're aggressively trying to fill these positions. We've had, again, two classes so far this year. We're actively pushing to get a third one completed before June, and depending on what turnover we may have, there could be a fourth one yet.
Of deputy sheriffs?
Well, we'll see those, because we're still trying to get the deputies out of the jail onto the streets.
Okay.
We need to hire the correction officers in order to accomplish that. And only after the deputies are completely out of corrections positions would we consider hiring deputy sheriffs. So the way things are trending now, I do not anticipate hiring any deputy sheriffs this year. There'll be a full court press to hire COs to move those deputies into the out of corrections into law enforcement officers.
One more question. One more question. When was the last time you did have a deputy class?
I believe it was 2001 when we began the initiative of moving to correction officers in the jail.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Moody, just for clarity, your overall budget, you have a surplus?
I was speaking just about personal services. I have not completed the analysis of revenues. I had reported previously the $900,000 deficit in Huber Board. I have not completed the full analysis to know if we've been able to offset that yet. Again, the salary line has a surplus of about $300,000, but I still have this $900,000 revenue deficit that I'm working to reduce.
Just clarity for the committee. And your DB participation as it relates to inmate transportation, is that being corrected, or what is your
Mr. Chairman, I can't speak to that. The original company that was subcontracted, that was the DBE vendor, the NISHA group, they determined they did not want to stay within that contractual relationship, and they did leave. A subsequent vendor, which is already lined up and is in place and has been working with Frito-Web from DBE, has been put in place, and I can't remember the exact name. I know it's Wisconsin something, but I can't remember the name. It is a local DBE vendor. They've completely taken over where the other subcontractor left off. The majority of their individuals were transferred willingly between the two companies and are still working with us. They're trained, ready to go. So the DBE participation is there, and again, it went through DBE with Frito-Web, who orchestrated the entire changeover, and it is in place.
Thank you. Supervisor Smith.
I just want to say we did have a motion by Supervisor Jurczyk, I know, to move approval. I'd like to move the question. But can I request, and Mr. Grieve, you tell me this too. You did send this to me. Can we send to the entire board just the update, because we did put in the budget the savings from Whack and Hunt, moving to that for the transportation of our individuals and are incarcerated, and then with the van. So this has been a question that's been overhanging some things. I mean, when the van's coming, how many people are used? You talked about liability. I thought Whack and Hunt was getting the vans. We didn't think that was part of the savings. So could you put, you know, a little addendum or send something? Would it be appropriate, Mr. Chairman, I'm asking that request to send to the board, Mr. Preeby. Would that be all right?
What I had provided was the impact in 2010, which is what your original request. I can report for the first quarter of 2011 what has transpired.
But you added some testimony here that was not in there as far as the van was purchased, they are being used, we are trying to use more Whack and Hunt, that was in the budget, so that's, I think my colleagues would be interested in that too, and personnel too, so that's why I make the request. Okay, can that be done?
Yeah, it can be done.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion by Supervisor Jurczyk. Any further questions? Seeing none, and vote.
On the motion for approval, Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 5-0.
Thank you.
Seven. Thank you.